It's time for In the Fridge, live and uncut, local music from the Fridge Recording Studios. In the Fridge is the product of the Volume Collective and supported by Free FM.
The Volume Collective is a local social enterprise which works with local musicians who are given the opportunity to record in one of the most historic studios in Hamilton. Performances are filmed for the In the Fridge web episodes by students from the University of Waikato and WinTech. For more about the Volume Collective, visit thevolumecollective.com and find them on YouTube. The Volume Collective.
Welcome to In the Fridge, recorded live in studio. Today's guest we have on is Coral Pitcher, a local, you know, Hamilton music hero. I just feel like just jumping straight into it. So, Coral, can you tell me, where did you get started?
I started when I was really, really little, with singing with my mum in her shows and singing at school and choirs, and kind of, yeah, found my love of my life. And something that I'm going to do for the rest of my life, so I'm really very passionate about it.
So you're actually a full-time musician, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a full-time musician, play at bars, solo, and just working on my first fully produced album.
Oh, cool, because we'll probably talk about your album a little bit later, but like, can you tell me about your songwriting process?
Each song is very different. I write most of my songs with my mum. She's the queen of lyrics. And some songs I come up with some ideas and we'll go with her and finish them off. Some songs she'll write the words for and I'll put a melody to it. And depends what moods we're in, really. And sometimes the best songs come out at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And they say nothing good happens after three. So can you tell me, what do you have coming up?
Yeah, well, at the moment I'm promoting I've got a new single coming out called La La Land very soon. And that video is going to be released on the 25th of May. And my album's going to be released on the 26th of August. And we're going to have a huge party at Biddy Mulligan's. And it's going to be Egyptian theme, which is very cool. and yeah, it's going to be an awesome party. I'm really proud of this album. And I'm really excited to see where it's going to take me.
Okay, thank you. So how about we just go into the next song?
I'm going to play a song. This was written, I think it was 2 winters ago. And it's called Below Zero. Seems quite relevant to play this now. It's getting frosty in the mornings again. And my low morning voice too, I think we'll like it. You will find me at below zero. Where are you when I need a hero? The coldest day of the year, the sky, it was freaky clear. I was all alone, freezing at my home, and I hadn't heard from you. Who will take care of me? I don't need your sympathy. I don't wanna be a killer bee and die when you step on me, 'cause you will find me at below zero. Where are you when I need a hero? Got no hot water, got no food, got no money to pay my power bill. Got holes in my socks, holes in my shoes, and I hadn't heard from you. 'Cause who will take care of me? I don't need your sympathy. I don't wanna be a killer bee and die when you step on me, 'cause you will find me at below zero. Where are you when I need a hero? I'm at below zero. You'll find nothing between me and the cold. Where are you when my heart grows old? Nobody was already been sold. 'Cause you'll find nothing between me and the cold. Where are you when my heart grows? My heart grows old. You will find me at below zero. Where are you when I need a hero? 'Cause who will take care of me? I don't need your sympathy. I don't wanna be a killer bee. I don't die when you step on me.
All right, well, welcome back to In the Fridge. And in the studio today, we've got Coral. My next question for you, Coral, is can you tell me anything spectacular or like highlights from your kind of career?
I would say definitely one of the highlights was opening for a Devilskin, I think it was about a year and a half ago now, and it was at Altitude, and that was so, so cool. And you know, I walked out on stage to tune my guitar and there's about 5,000 people. Oh, maybe not. I'm not quite sure. There was a lot of people there. It was really, really fun.
Cool. So now let's just talk a little bit about your album. So just give me the deets, dude. Just tell me about it.
Yeah, so we started recording my album, which is actually going to be an EP, last year with a guy called Regan McKinnon, and it was a little home studio called Little Kingfisher. And, yeah, started off 5 songs, and then we did 6 songs, and then we were 4 off an album. So ended up finishing that at the end of last year. And, yeah, this year just been releasing a few singles, working on some videos, building the hype around the album, trying to get some funding. And, yeah, it's a really cool feel. It's very, I'd call it soul, rock, blues, R&B maybe. It's a very big mixture of music.
Yeah, quite the mix.
It's from the heart, and it's really, I think it's really beautiful.
Is it similar to the sort of stuff that you play live?
It's very different from live, but it was really fun, a really great experience. And the way me and Regan worked together recording the album was really chill, and we kind of let the creative, you know, energy flow with writing the music to the songs and how they kind of, some of the songs, how they ended up in the end were not how they were written to begin with, but that's what was so cool with the process of, you know, of kind of letting the song be what it is. And when you've got two people working together, what one person's writing, you, well, what was so cool with Regan is that everything I heard in my head, he managed to kind of just play, and then the songs progressed from there. It's really cool. I kind of miss it a little bit, actually.
Do you have any kind of like surprises for us coming up, or?
The next song, I'm not going to play it today. I'll wait for everyone to see the video. It's called La La Land, and well, the album's called My Addictive DNA, and all the songs on the album kind of have a theme of, I suppose, addictions. All humans have addictions, and this one is about the naughty addictions. It's a bit raunchy, and I'm quite excited for people to hear it. The people that I've played it to so far, it's their favourite, so that's kind of why we picked this one as the next single. It's going to be interesting.
Cool. What are you playing next?
I'm going to play the feature track from the album, and this is called I Want to Be Beautiful. And this song idea actually came from one of my mum's good friends, and we were over in Whangamata, which I grew up, well, kind of grew up in the last couple years and been influenced a lot there. And she had this song idea called I Want to Be Beautiful and gave us, you know, the chorus, and we sat down one hungover morning and started working on it and then finished it off with mum. And this is what it's turned out to be. Maybe I'm perfect. I didn't want to see myself today, and I didn't want to hear what I had to say. I've been drinking too much, eating too much, looking at myself in disguise. My addictive DNA is leading me astray. But I wanna be beautiful. I wanna be. I wanna
This is live local music in the fridge from the Volume Collective and supported by Free FM.
All right, thank you and welcome back to In the Fridge. So we're in the studio with Coral. Like, what's your inspiration? What inspires you?
All parts of life. I think definitely, you know, the hardships of life is when you feel emotional and inspired to kind of feel the need to get something out and express yourself through songwriting and singing for me. At the moment, I'm in love, so I haven't written very much lately. I've tried to write a few love songs, but it's very unfamiliar to write about being happy, so... Yeah, well, we'll see if some come out soon.
Okay. Do you have any influences? You know, favorite bands at all?
I love so many types of music. Alanis Morissette is a really big influence for me. I grew up listening to her and Janis Joplin. My mum was an impersonation artist, so I grew up listening to Cher, Tina Turner, Fleetwood Mac. She did ABBA. And it's really funny because I used to go to all her shows with her. I saw all the impersonations of these greats more than I've actually ever had seen the actual artists themselves. I'd heard all of Freddie Mercury's Queen songs from the guy impersonating him than before I'd even seen Queen. So it's very interesting. But, I love all music.
So no, like, one artist that you would love?
I really love Paolo Nutini.
Oh, yeah?
He is awesome. I was a bit obsessed with him. And I last year got really into blues and listened to a lot of Beth Hart. And she she inspired that first track that I played, What's Wrong With You. The song was written years ago, but the way we recorded it for the album was inspired by her feel, and she just sings with such passion and integrity. And that's kind of the artist I aspire to be, always be.
All right, wicked. Yeah. Thanks, cool. Do you mind just taking us on to your next song? What's just go for it.
Just make sure my hair's puffed up. This song is called Fickle Creatures, and I was inspired by, I did forget to mention before that a lot of my songs are inspired by other people, and sometimes people give us a line at a gig. And this song specifically, I was at the Waihi Beach Jam, which I host quite often, and one of my favourite ladies in the whole world, we were talking about guys and stuff like that, and she said, "Oh, well, we're fickle creatures, aren't we?" And my mum overheard, and she came up and she was like, "Oh, we're not your mamas or your high school teachers." So that's how this song kind of came about and turned into, just about, you know, even if you've got kind of everything, it's never enough. You're always wanting more and you know, changing your mind. Changing our minds about everything. I know I do that all the time. So, yes, it's Pickle Creatures. There's Horse Park, we have fickle creatures. We're not your mamas or your high school teachers. We change our minds, we are fickle creatures. Come see some wine and forget the preachers. Fickle creatures. Fickle creatures. There is no satisfaction when we always have enough. I think the law of attraction's calling out my bluff. I think I want you, but I haven't got the time. I'm way too occupied with this ladder I have to climb. Whoa-oh. There's no spark, we are fickle creatures. We're not your mamas or your high school teachers. We change our minds, we are fickle creatures. Come see some wine, navigate the preachers. Fickle creatures. Fickle creatures. I want my dessert and I gotta eat it too. My self-indulgence has got nothing to do with you. I am not smart enough to teach my to think. There's always dirty dishes of salt came in the sink. Whoa-oh. There's no spark, we are fickle creatures. We're not your mamas or your high school teachers. Change our minds, we are fickle creatures. Come see so why never get the preachers. Fickle creatures. Fickle creatures. Do we get what we want? Do we get what we need? Cause it seems to me that we favor things that our minds will want, but our hearts be seeing other things on the digital screens. But it's mimicking celebrities, but you should be donating to necessities. If you wise, yeah, you'll find we're stuck inside a fickle enterprise. There's no spark, we are fickle creatures. We're not your mamas or your high school teachers. We change our minds, we are fickle creatures. Come see some wine, navigate the preachers. Fickle creatures. Fickle creatures. You know we are.
Well, we'd like to thank you for coming in, Carl. So there's been another episode of In the Fridge. And if you want to like and subscribe below or above, not quite sure where it is on the thing. And like Carl as well, and we'll probably link her too. Yeah, and so you can give her a cheeky, like, little follow and stuff. And yeah, thanks for watching.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to live and uncut local music from the Fridge Recording Studios. In the Fridge is the product of the Volume Collective and supported by Free FM.
The Volume Collective is a local social enterprise which works with local musicians who are given the opportunity to record in one of the most historic studios in Hamilton. Performances are filmed for the In the Fridge web episodes by students from the University of Waikato and Wintec. For more about the Volume Collective, visit thevolumecollective.com and find them on YouTube. The Volume Collective.